All right, so you know how it feels like AI is just exploding everywhere right now? Well, you sent over a ton of info on the latest and greatest AI models, and it really does feel like we are living in the future.
Yeah, it's incredible to see just how quickly things are advancing.
Absolutely, and we are going to unpack all of it today, starting with this document summarizing the leading AI models, which gives us a fantastic snapshot of the current AI landscape.
Yeah, it's really mind-blowing to see all these different AI models and what they can do.
Now, I know our listeners love to learn new things, and I think everyone's curious about those AI models that are pushing the boundary of intelligence.
Right, so when it comes to just raw intelligence, this document highlights o1 Pro as the top dog right now, you know?
Like the best of the best.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's showing reasoning and problem-solving skills that are on par with the leading human experts.
Wow. So if I needed to solve a super complex problem, like a scientific puzzle or even a really tricky chess strategy, o1 Pro could potentially handle it.
That's exactly what it's designed for. It can tackle those really tough problems. It's like having access to the world's leading expert in any field, all at your fingertips.
That's pretty amazing. But I'm guessing that level of expertise comes at a price, right?
You're right about that. o1 Pro is the priciest AI model on the market right now.
Makes sense. You get what you pay for. But what if someone needs serious AI power but doesn't have an unlimited budget?
Well, there's another model called o1 that's positioned as a more accessible alternative to o1 Pro, you see.
So it's like a more budget-friendly option.
Exactly. It doesn't quite reach the same level of performance as o1 Pro across all tasks, but it's still a top contender, especially for coding and creative applications.
Interesting. So it sounds like o1 Pro is like the hyper-specialized genius,
Yeah.
and o1 is like the well-rounded, multi-talented expert.
That's a great way to put it, and it highlights an important point. The best AI model for you depends on your specific needs and your budget.
Right. Sometimes you need a solid all-rounder, and sometimes you need to call in the big guns.
Yeah.
I'm curious, is there anything out there that's truly budget-friendly, like completely free? You know, for those who are working on personal projects and don't want to break the bank.
Actually, there is, and this is where things get really interesting. This document highlights Gemini 1206 in AI Studio, which is completely free to use with virtually no limits on usage.
Wait, completely free. No hidden fees, no subscriptions.
Nope, it's totally free. And it's not just some watered-down version either. It's surprisingly intelligent and capable. And with a little fine-tuning, you can really unlock its potential.
Fine-tuning. I've heard that term thrown around, but what does it actually mean?
Imagine you have a very talented artist, but they need a little guidance to create a specific style of artwork. Fine-tuning an AI model is kind of like that. You're training it on a specific data set, like a collection of images or text, to help it specialize in a certain area or style.
So you're not creating the AI from scratch. You're basically teaching it to be even better at a specific task.
Exactly, and that's one of the cool things about Gemini 1206. It's free, it's powerful, and it's highly customizable.
That's incredible. It's a game changer for creators who are just starting out, especially those with limited resources.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of creators, what about those AI models that are designed specifically for creative tasks? What are some of the standouts in that category?
Well, if you're into writing, GPT-4o 2024-1120 is getting a lot of praise for its ability to craft really engaging and nuanced narratives.
Yeah, I remember seeing some samples of GPT-4o's writing, and I was really impressed by how human-like the text felt. Didn't sound like a machine at all.
Yeah, exactly. It's known for producing text that's more literary, almost poetic. And for music, Suno V4 is generating a lot of buzz. It can create incredibly lifelike and versatile music across a wide range of genres, even better than some specialized vocal models like Udio 1.5.
That's wild. So I could use Suno V4 to create, say, a dramatic orchestral score for a film or even a catchy pop song.
Absolutely. It's designed to be versatile. So,
Right.
yeah, it can handle a wide variety of genres and instrumentation.
That's incredible. It's like having a whole orchestra and recording studio at your disposal.
Oh,
Okay,
yeah.
so we've got AI that can write, compose music. What about visuals? There are so many AI-generated images popping up online these days. What are some of the top models in that space?
Well, for creating both photorealistic and stylized images, FLUX OnePut 1 Pro Ultra is considered the current leader. It's capable of generating incredibly detailed and visually stunning images.
I know, right? It seems like every day there's a new AI image that goes viral, and it's getting harder and harder to tell what's real and what's AI generated.
It really is getting hard to tell. But you know, there's also an interesting open source alternative called Pixelwave that's gaining traction.
Open source, meaning it's free to use, right?
Yes, exactly. It's a fine-tuned variant of FLUX.OneDev, and it's particularly good at creating images in specific art styles.
So someone took the existing FLUX.OneDev model and basically trained it on a specific data set, like a bunch of Van Gogh paintings, to make it generate images in a similar style.
That's the idea. And that's just one example. People are fine-tuning these AI models for all sorts of creative and practical applications. It's a way to specialize in AI's talents.
It's like turning a general-purpose tool into a highly specialized instrument. Okay, so we've covered AI for writing, music, images. What about text-to-speech? There are lots of people using AI to create audiobooks, podcasts, and even voiceovers these days. What's the state of the art in that area?
For creating really natural human-like voices, this document points to GPT-40 Audio Preview 2024-1217, also known as GPT-40 Advanced Voice Mode, as the leading option right now.
So theoretically, you could use this AI model to narrate an entire audiobook or even have it host a podcast episode, and it would sound like a real human being.
Exactly. The technology has advanced so much that it's becoming really hard to distinguish between AI-generated speech and a human voice.
That is both amazing and a little bit creepy. Now, what about free options for text-to-speech?
There's Gemini Live, which is completely free to use. It even has a real-time voice mode with vision integration, which is pretty cool.
Real-time voice mode, meaning you can have a conversation with the AI as if you were on a video call.
You got it. The quality might not be quite as good as GPT-40 Advanced Voice Mode, but the potential for real-time applications is huge.
That's incredible. AI is truly pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to shift gears and talk about video because I know AI is making a big impact in video creation as well.
Absolutely. For high-quality rendering and animation, Kling 1.6 is considered one of the top performers right now. It's known for having a user-friendly workflow, which is great for people who aren't professional animators.
I've also heard a lot of buzz about Google's Veo 2, which is supposed to be a game changer for video creation. What's the deal with that?
Veo 2 is definitely generating a lot of excitement, even though it hasn't been officially released yet. It's rumored to have some seriously groundbreaking video synthesis capabilities. Some even believe it could be the iPhone moment for video creation, making professional quality content much easier to produce.
It'll be interesting to see how Veo 2 shakes things up when it finally launches. Okay, we've talked about 2D video. What about 3D models? Are there any AI models creating a buzz in that space?
For high-fidelity 3D modeling and sculpting, Tribo V2 is considered a leader. It's capable of creating incredibly detailed and realistic 3D models, and there's also a strong open-source alternative called Microsoft Trellis, which is gaining a lot of traction.
So whether you're a professional designer or just someone who likes to tinker with 3D models, there's an AI-powered tool out there for you. Okay, I have another question for you. We've talked about all these AI models that can create things, but what about AI for finding information? With so much content being created these days, it seems like finding the right information is more important than ever.
You're absolutely right. And when it comes to search, Perplexity Pro is the current champion. It's known for its precision in search queries and its ability to deliver AI-driven results that are actually relevant to your search.
So it's not just about keyword matching, it's about understanding the intent behind my search.
Precisely. Think of it as having a research assistant who can instantly sift through millions of documents and present you with exactly what you need, all within the proper context.
That's pretty impressive.
Hmm.
What about free alternatives to Perplexity Pro?
There are a couple of good ones. DeepSeek Search is considered to be quite effective, and SearchGPT is another solid option.
So no matter your budget, you can access some pretty powerful AI tools to help you find the information you need.
Okay, before I move on, I have to ask about humanoid robots because it seems like AI is bringing them to life right before our eyes. What are some of the leading models in that space?
Well, in terms of pure performance, Figure 02 is considered the current frontrunner. It has some pretty advanced locomotion capabilities, meaning it can walk on two legs with impressive stability, and its interactive AI system is groundbreaking.
So it's not just a robot that can walk around, it can actually interact with its environment and potentially even have conversations.
That's the idea. And for a more budget-friendly option, there's Unitree G1, which is known for its stable humanoid design and its affordability. So even if you're not a tech millionaire, you can still get your hands on a working humanoid robot.
Pretty much. And there's another one to watch. One X Neo. It's a newcomer that's been getting a lot of attention for its sleek design and its advanced capabilities.
It sounds like the world of humanoid robots is about to get even more interesting.
It is, and it's all thanks to AI. All of these amazing robots and all the AI models we've talked about, they all stem from the same core technology, artificial intelligence. It's incredible to think about it, you know?
It really is. AI is powering everything from text generation to robots that can walk and talk. It's mind-blowing to think about how far this technology has come in just a few short years.
Yeah, it's truly a revolution, and we're just getting started. It's really incredible, isn't it? This whole AI revolution, I mean, it's impacting pretty much every aspect of our lives.
It really is, and it's moving so fast. It's hard to keep up with all the new developments, honestly. But that's why we're doing this deep dive, right? To make sense of it all.
Exactly. It's all about breaking down these complex topics and making them accessible to everyone.
All right, so we've talked about some of the top AI models out there, but I want to take a step back and look at the bigger picture. What does it actually mean for us to have all this AI power at our fingertips? What kind of impact is it having on the real world?
That's a great question, and it's one that a lot of people are grappling with right now. You know, AI has the potential to change so much about the way we live and work, and I think it's both exciting and a bit daunting at the same time.
It is kind of like a double-edged sword. On the one hand, we have all this incredible potential to do things that were previously impossible, but on the other hand, there are also some potential risks and challenges that we need to be aware of.
Exactly. And it's about finding that balance, right? Between embracing the possibilities and being mindful of the potential downsides. AI is a powerful tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or bad, so we need to be thoughtful about how we develop and use it.
Okay, so let's talk about some specific examples of how AI is being used in different industries, because I think that will help to illustrate both the potential benefits and the potential challenges.
Right.
What about healthcare? That seems like a natural place to start, right? I mean, everyone wants better healthcare, and AI seems to offer so much potential in that area.
Yeah, healthcare is definitely one of the most promising areas for AI. We're seeing some amazing applications already, particularly in diagnostics, for
Oh,
instance.
yeah, I've heard a lot about that. How is AI being used to improve the way we diagnose diseases?
Well, AI algorithms are being used to analyze medical images, like X-rays and MRIs, and they can often detect patterns and anomalies that might be missed by the human eye.
So it's like having an AI-powered assistant working alongside doctors, helping them make more accurate diagnoses.
Exactly. And this can be really valuable in the early detection of diseases like cancer, where catching it early can make a huge difference in terms of treatment outcomes.
Wow, that's amazing. It's like AI is giving doctors a superpower, helping them to see things that they wouldn't be able to see otherwise.
It is pretty remarkable. And it's not just about medical imaging. Either AI is also being used to develop personalized medicine, you say.
Personalized medicine. I've heard that term, but I'm not entirely sure what it means.
It's about using AI to analyze a patient's individual genetic information, lifestyle factors, medical history, and other data to create customized treatment plans that are tailored to their specific needs.
So it's like moving away from a one-size-fits-all approach to healthcare and toward a more individualized approach, right?
Precisely, and this has the potential to revolutionize the way we treat diseases, making treatments more effective and reducing side effects.
It sounds like AI is really starting to change the game in healthcare, making it more personalized, precise, and proactive.
It is, and those are just a couple of examples. There are so many other ways that AI is being used in healthcare, from drug discovery to robotic surgery to mental health support. It's a really exciting field to be following right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've seen how AI is impacting healthcare. What about another industry that's heavily reliant on data and algorithms? Finance.
Finance is another great example. AI is already having a significant impact in areas like fraud detection, algorithmic trading, and risk assessment, for instance.
I can see how AI would be a natural fit for those kinds of tasks. So how is AI being used to, say, detect fraud?
Well, AI algorithms are incredibly good at analyzing huge amounts of data and identifying patterns that might not be obvious to humans. So they can be used to monitor financial transactions in real time, looking for anything that looks suspicious.
It's like having an AI-powered detective constantly on the lookout for fraudulent activity.
That's a great way to think about it. And when it comes to algorithmic trading, AI is being used to develop sophisticated trading strategies that can execute trades at lightning speed.
So it's like having a super fast, hyper-intelligent trader working for you 24/7, constantly looking for opportunities to make a profit.
You got it. And this can be really profitable, but it also raises some concerns about market volatility and the potential for AI-driven flash crashes.
Right, because if all these algorithms are making trades based on similar data, it could lead to some pretty wild swings in the market, couldn't it?
That's a valid concern, and it's one of the reasons why regulation and oversight are so important in the financial sector. We need to make sure that AI is being used responsibly and that we have safeguards in place to prevent unintended consequences.
It's all about finding that balance between innovation and responsibility, right?
Exactly. But overall, I think AI is having a positive impact on the financial industry. It's making it more efficient, secure, and data-driven.
I agree. And it's not just about traditional finance. Either AI is also playing a big role in the rise of fintech or financial technology.
That's right. All those mobile payment apps, online lending platforms, and robo-advisors that are so popular these days, they're all powered by AI.
It's amazing how AI is making financial services more accessible and user-friendly for everyone, not just the wealthy elite.
It is. It's like putting the power of Wall Street in everyone's pocket.
Okay, so we've talked about healthcare and finance. Now let's shift gears and talk about something that's really captured the public imagination: transportation, especially self-driving cars.
Yeah, self-driving cars are definitely one of the most talked about applications of AI. And for good reason. I mean, the potential to revolutionize transportation is
No
huge.
more traffic jams, no more accidents caused by human error, just smooth, efficient transportation for everyone.
That's the dream, right? And while we're not quite there yet, self-driving cars are making incredible progress. The technology is advancing rapidly, and I think it's only a matter of time before they become commonplace on our roads.
I know. It's mind-boggling to think about how quickly this technology is evolving. And to be honest, I'm a little bit nervous about sharing the road with driverless cars.
I think a lot of people feel that way. It's a big change, and it's natural to be apprehensive. But the data suggests that self-driving cars have the potential to be much safer than human drivers. They don't get tired, they don't get distracted, and they don't make emotional decisions.
Okay, that's reassuring.
Yeah.
I guess it's just a matter of getting used to the idea. What are some of the other ways that AI is being used in transportation?
Well, AI is being used to optimize traffic flow in cities, making public transportation systems more efficient, and even developing new modes of transportation like Hyperloop trains.
Hyperloop trains. Those things are supposed to be incredibly fast, right? Like traveling from New York to Los Angeles in a couple of hours.
Yeah, it's a pretty wild concept. And it's all powered by AI.
It sounds like AI is completely transforming the way we think about transportation. It's not just about getting from point A to point B anymore. It's about creating a whole new transportation ecosystem that's smarter, safer, and more sustainable.
Exactly. And I think it's going to have a profound impact on our lives in the years to come. Okay, so we've talked about healthcare, finance, and transportation. What about retail? AI is changing the way we shop too, isn't it?
It is. It seems like AI is everywhere in retail these days, from personalized product recommendations to chatbots that answer our questions. It's almost like AI is becoming our personal shopping assistant.
That's a great analogy. AI is being used to create a more personalized and engaging shopping experience for customers, both online and in brick-and-mortar stores.
Like those targeted ads that seem to know exactly what I'm interested in, even before I do. It can be a little creepy sometimes, but I have to admit, it's also pretty convenient.
It is, and it's not just about convenience either. AI is also helping retailers to optimize their operations, improving everything from inventory management to customer service.
It sounds like AI is a win-win for both consumers and retailers. It's making shopping more convenient and enjoyable for consumers, while also helping retailers to be more efficient and profitable.
Exactly. But as with any powerful technology, there are also some potential downsides that we need to be aware of. One concern is that AI could exacerbate consumerism and lead to overspending.
Right, because if AI is constantly recommending products that we might be interested in, it could be tempting to buy more stuff than we actually need.
That's a valid point. And another concern is that AI could lead to job displacement in the retail industry as more and more tasks become automated.
Yeah, that's a real concern, and it's not just in retail either.
Yeah.
AI has the potential to automate jobs in a lot of different industries, which is something that we need to be thinking about seriously.
I agree. We need to be proactive in addressing the potential impact of AI on the job market and make sure that everyone has the opportunity to thrive in the AI-powered economy.
I think that's one of the biggest challenges we face as a society. How do we ensure that the benefits of AI are shared widely and that everyone has the opportunity to participate in this new economy?
It's a complex issue, and there's no easy answer. But I think education and training are going to be crucial. We need to make sure that people have the skills they need to succeed in the jobs of the future.
Absolutely. It's about empowering people to be lifelong learners and to adapt to the changing demands of the workplace.
Exactly. And it's also about creating policies that support workers who are displaced by automation. We need to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to benefit from the AI revolution, not just a select few.
I couldn't agree more. All right, before we move on, I want to circle back to something that's been on my mind throughout this discussion. The human element. We've talked about all these incredible AI models and their capabilities, but ultimately it's humans who are creating, using, and shaping this technology.
Yeah.
So what role do you see humans playing in the future of AI?
That's a fundamental question, and I think it's one that we need to be constantly asking ourselves. AI is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or bad. It's up to us, the humans, to determine how it's used.
It's like the classic saying, guns don't kill people, people kill people. The tool itself is neutral. It's the human element that makes the difference.
Exactly. And I think that's an important point to remember as we navigate the future of AI. We need to be mindful of the potential risks, but we also need to be open to the possibilities. AI has the potential to help us solve some of the world's biggest problems, but only if we use it wisely and ethically.
So the real question isn't just what can AI do, but what will we do with AI?
Precisely. Will we use AI to create a more just and equitable world, or will we allow it to exacerbate existing inequalities? Will we use AI to address climate change, or will we let it contribute to the problem? The choices are ours to make.
I like that you phrased it as choices, because it's not about surrendering control to the machines or letting AI determine our fate. It's about taking ownership of this technology and steering it in a direction that aligns with our values.
I couldn't agree more. The future of AI is not predetermined. It's a future that we are actively creating moment by moment with every decision we make.
So what can our listeners do to be active participants in shaping this future? What kind of mindset should we be cultivating?
Well, first and foremost, stay informed. Keep learning about AI, its capabilities, its limitations, and its potential impact. The more we understand about this technology, the better equipped we'll be to make informed decisions about its development and use.
Right, because knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm.
And with AI, it's more important than ever to be informed and engaged citizens.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to ask tough questions. Challenge the assumptions that are being made about AI, question the narratives that are being spun, and demand transparency and accountability from those who are developing and deploying this technology.
I love that. It's about reclaiming our agency and refusing to be passive bystanders in this technological revolution.
Mm-hmm.
We have a voice, and we need to use it.
Exactly. And finally, don't be afraid to experiment. Play with AI tools, explore their capabilities, and see what you can create. The more people who are engaged with AI, the more diverse and innovative the applications will be. You might even discover the next big breakthrough or come up with a solution to a problem that no one else has thought of.
That's a great point. Innovation often comes from unexpected places, and the more people who are experimenting with AI, the greater the potential for positive change.
I couldn't agree more. The future of AI is not just about the technology itself. It's about the human spirit of creativity, ingenuity, and collaboration.
Well said. Okay, I think that's a good place to pause for now.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of ground in this part of our deep dive, and I'm sure our listeners have a lot to think about.
We do. We've explored how AI is impacting healthcare, finance, transportation, and retail. And we've talked about some of the broader societal and ethical implications of this technology. It's a lot to digest, but it's important to remember that we're all in this together. The future of AI is something that we're all creating collectively, and it's up to each of us to play our part in shaping that future.
Wow, we've covered so much ground in this deep dive. I'm feeling a little overwhelmed, to be honest. It's incredible to think about how AI is touching every aspect of our lives.
I know what you mean. It's a lot to take in. But it's also really exciting to think about the possibilities, you know?
It is exciting, but it's also a little bit scary, right? I mean, we're talking about machines that can learn, adapt, and potentially even make decisions on their own.
Right. And that's where things start to get really interesting and maybe a little unsettling for some people. The idea of AI becoming more autonomous, more like us in a way, it raises some big questions.
It does. Like, who's in control?
Mm-hmm.
If AI systems are making decisions, who's ultimately responsible for those decisions?
Exactly. Those are the kinds of questions we need to be asking ourselves as we move forward with AI development. It's not just about the technical stuff anymore. It's about the ethical and philosophical implications of creating machines that can think for themselves.
I think one of the things that's really striking me about this whole AI revolution is how it's forcing us to re-examine our own assumptions about intelligence and consciousness.
Yeah, it's like AI is holding up a mirror to ourselves, making us ask, what does it really mean to be human?
That's a deep thought. Okay, I want to shift gears a bit and talk about something that's been on my mind throughout this deep dive. We've talked about all these amazing AI models, but I think it's really important to remember that ultimately AI is a tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or bad.
You're absolutely right. The technology itself is neutral. It's the human element that determines how AI is used, whether it's used to build a better world or to create new problems.
So what can we do to ensure that AI is used for good? How do we harness its power for positive change?
Well, for starters, I think it's crucial that we have open and honest conversations about the potential risks and benefits of AI. We need to be talking about these issues, not just in tech circles, but in society as a whole.
I agree. We need to demystify AI and make it something that everyone feels comfortable talking about and engaging with.
Exactly. And I think education is key. The more people understand about AI, how it works, and its potential implications, the better equipped we'll be to make informed decisions about its development and use.
It's about empowering people to be active participants in shaping the future of AI, rather than just passive consumers of AI-driven products and services.
I couldn't agree more. It's also important to have diverse voices at the table when we're talking about AI development. We need to make sure that the people who are designing and building these systems are representative of the society as a whole, so we don't end up with AI that's biased or that perpetuates existing inequalities.
Absolutely. Diversity and inclusion are so important in AI, just like in any other field. We need to make sure that AI is being developed with everyone in mind.
Well said. And I think it's also crucial that we approach AI development with a sense of humility. We need to be willing to admit that we don't have all the answers and that there are still many unknowns about the long-term impact of this technology.
Right. It's about proceeding with caution, being mindful of the potential risks, and being prepared to course correct if necessary.
Exactly. The future of AI is not set in stone. It's a future that we're all creating together, and it's up to us to make it a future that we can all be proud of.
That's a great way to put it. The future of AI is in our hands. Well, I think that wraps up our deep dive into the world of AI. It's been a fascinating journey, and I'm sure our listeners have a lot to ponder.
I hope so. We've covered a lot of ground, but it's just the tip of the iceberg. The world of AI is constantly evolving, so it's important to stay curious, keep learning, and be an active participant in shaping this incredible technology.
And to our listeners, a huge thank you for joining us on this journey. We're always looking for new sources and perspectives to explore, so please keep them coming. Until next time, keep exploring the world of AI and remember the future is what we make it.